This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The New England Patriots off to London in a couple hours. That's what Jelani Tavai said. So,
was that song from The American Werewolf in London?
It was not from that. It may have been used in that great 1980s film.
Okay.
Maybe. Great film.
That was a classic.
I'm surprised Hollywood hasn't tried to remake it 75 times, Wiggy.
That is a good point.
Hollywood right now is in a weird trend where it's all like movies and short series about older women that are dating very young men.
Well, I call that a Caballero.
There's like multiple movies. Two with Nicole Kidman.
Really?
Yeah, one on Netflix, one in theaters.
Okay.
And then there's another one that just came out on Netflix as well. There's like these three movies, and the one on with Nicole Kidman in theaters, it's I think it's called like Baby Girl or something.
It's creepy.
It's a bit.
Terrifier 3.
They're on like a theme.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Well, you can talk about the New England Patriots and the Jacksonville Jaguars all day today here at WEEI. But right now, Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for...
No longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house.
The news.
It's on your laptop. Then, therefore... up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Do a fingerprint or something instead of you having to see my boobs.
Yeah. Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say?
You too, by the way. Shime.
Courtney being accused of participating in an un-American act. By several on the Subaru of New England text line, and that is going to London, England for Thanksgiving. I mean, did the pilgrims not escape from that very place in the name of the first Thanksgiving here in the country that would become America? And the two of you are going to, not like a texter said, nothing says American Thanksgiving like London, England.
I have to say, Greg, one of my favorite Thanksgivings ever was when we stayed there and had people come to us. We're at a pub that we had to do a full Thanksgiving meal in. It was awesome.
It was?
There are some restaurants there. We've done our research that serve an American Thanksgiving style meal. But I didn't want to, you know, can't take time off in the fall.
Right.
So we had to pick our
I'm also a COD, a child of divorce. So is my lovely girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And so our families do a bunch of different things on Thanksgiving. Like my mother's down in Florida. My father, we do Thanksgiving the week beforehand with him. So we don't really have anything to do Thanksgiving week.
Okay.
So that's why we are
so you mean,
going across.
You mean no offense to America?
Nope, none. None
choice.
Whatsoever.
All right, good. And let me just lastly say, if you're going there with the Patriots or you're going to the game this weekend, the food in England doesn't suck. British food sucks.
Correct.
So if you want to get Italian, it's run by people who literally are from Italy. If you want to get any genre of food.
Oh, I had some of the best paella.
If you're into Indian food, it's some of the best Indian food. Italian, Chinese,
right.
You name it. It is awesome.
All right.
Okay.
I'll think about that when I go over there. Now I know how cheap it is.
Right. So. If you listen to the bell, that's Big Ben.
All right.
It's a much more international city.
All right. England, London.
Courtney News?
Yes. Saugus officials are warning of coyote attacks recently. This is sad. Six dogs have been attacked. Four of them have died in the area. Mm. Wildlife experts are saying that it's not more coyotes coming to the Saugus area, but it's young coyotes that were born last spring that are now leaving the den. So they've been there for a while. They just haven't been out and about. Okay. Here's Lisa Webster, whose dog Sparky, unfortunately, was killed, speaking to BZ.
The coyote came right up behind me. I didn't even see it coming. He got him just in the neck area and just enough. I mean, he was only 45 pounds. It still got him hard enough to, you know, to puncture. He was alive when I picked him up. By the time, you know, my ex-husband came to get me, he was, he had gone. It was 7 minutes.
Hmm. Oh, poor Sparky. That's awful.
Devastating.
So what are you supposed to, you shouldn't walk them at night? Or, I mean, is it any kind of, I had an encounter once with a coyote, I think well documented.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we had the security camera footage of it.
Yes.
But that was early in the morning in the darkness.
These coyotes seem to be just out and about. And so they're saying what they're saying about the bears as well. Like, don't leave your trash out for too long. Take no bird feeders, stuff like that, because they're looking for food.
But she was walking the coyote.
Right. But they're saying in the neighborhood.
She was walking the dog. Yeah, she's walking.
I'm sorry. They're walking the dog. That's what I meant. She was walking the dog. So it's not like she's leaving anything out. That's why you have to have, like, get you like a poker stick, like a weapon or something that you can have just in case a coyote comes towards you.
Yeah. Revisiting my lead this morning, Providence police have released the footage from the Barmore stop early yesterday morning in Providence. The release of the footage came after Barmore took to X at 1:22 a.m. to say he witnessed racism at its finest. 40 minutes of body cam footage was shared. We have a bit of the audio that we can listen to now.
Right now, I'm afraid that we're going to have to take him out the vehicle, and I don't want to get to that point.
Y'all pull me up for no reason, big dog. I ain't no wrong. I'm just going to go home. Dog. That's all I want to do. Right. Like, literally, dog. Like, yo. You're not going to check my car for what? I ain't got no weapons. I ain't no enemy. Oh, man, yo, stop touching me, dog. Yo, stop touching me. What? Stop touching me. What?
Hey, Mom, I'm telling you, call the boy. Call Crab, Mom. I'm telling you.
Yeah, call Crab. Let's go. You ain't getting out?
Get him off.
You want to get a charge or you just want to get your car towed?
For what, dog?
All right, come on, man.
There you go. Good choice.
Yeah,
I was like, who's Crab?
It was
probably, it must be his agent. Or
is that short for Kraft?
No, it's Greg's Easy Crabbies.
I mean, seems to me like it was 1:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
He's driving a vehicle which has a registration which is expired. They can't see the plate the right way.
Right.
They put the lights on, and then he did a slow roll. It doesn't sound like he was overly friendly to the officers.
And the officers, at least from the body cam, the one guy we didn't seem very aggressive. No. It wasn't like he was, you know, hostile like when we saw in the Tyreek Hill video. Just like, hey, you threw your paperwork at me. That's why I always say, you know, you get more bees with honey if you know you're out. And your paperwork ain't up to par, or maybe you're riding dirty a little bit, the nicer you are, maybe they're willing to be like, hey, all right, here's what we're going to do.
Right.
We ain't going to do none of you. We going to tow it. You just get home safe.
If he had not identified himself as a New England Patriot, do you think he would have been arrested?
No, I think he was.
I think maybe he would have been. I mean, I feel like they went out of their way to de-escalate the situation. Like you said earlier, and this surprised me because you were very outspoken about Tyreek Hill, that you feel like Christian Barmore, maybe you said the Patriots too, but they owe the Providence police an apology.
Yeah, and I would think that Barmore might come out and say, I overreacted in this situation. You know, that's what I would do if it was me, based on what we're seeing here, is I would be like, I overreacted. I want to apologize to the police department and everything. I think
they're trying to do their job.
Yeah, like, and that's the
by
thing.
The way,
but talk about a self-inflicted wound. If he doesn't tweet, we don't know any of this.
Right.
Yeah,
we don't
true.
See the dash cam. We don't even know about it.
Right.
Like, it's just amazing. And part of this is that when Tyreek Hill was pulled over, and whoever you want to blame, when people run to the defense of Tyreek Hill, that other guys are emboldened to not listen to an officer just trying to say, I can't see your license plate. It's 1 a.m. You don't have a license. Anybody on the planet would have their car towed.
I don't know that area. With this show is on in Providence, and I thank every single one of you who listens down there and comes to the Rhode Island road shows. I'm told it's not the best area to be in at that time of night.
Yep.
Police are obviously have their, you know,
antennas up.
And so I would guess that it doesn't matter what race you are. If you're driving around there at 1:30 and they are...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you have an issue with your paperwork,
right?
Your license, whatever, that they're going to pull you over. So to immediately try to point the finger at them and say that it was wrong is just not the way to do it.
You get me on your side if your paperwork's right and then they pull you over for no reason. If you weren't
not signaling or
if
something.
You weren't speeding. But nowadays, like, people out there, you know, FYI, cops can really pull you over for anything and then spin it like you did something. But you know, like, I was, you know, I wasn't going fast. You're nothing along those lines. But if you are in a sketchy neighborhood and they pull you over, then you might be a little bit, like, hostile in the sense, like, why are you pulling me over? All my stuff is legit and I'm cool. That's what I do. Make sure your paperwork's legit. We all been there, though, where we've been driving around on an expired registration. If you know you got that or if there's a something is a little shaky, and especially if you know you got a little dirt on you in your vehicle, just be nice. Maybe they won't. They'll look the other way.
Jimmy Carter has achieved his goal, and that is to live long enough to cast his ballot for the 2024 election.
Okay.
I have a question.
I got in trouble with some of you who felt I were disrespectful to President Jimmy Carter on his birthday on the show.
You crossed the line. It was not nice.
But we are to assume that the one thing he was waiting for at the end of a long life was to vote for, in this election.
I am just confused because we all saw the video. You criticized. I thought it was a beautiful moment. I just have a question, and this is not me. It's just a question. If somebody is in that state near the end of their life, who casts the vote for them, and how are they able to?
Oh, great question.
Well, I'm not like.
That's a question that should be asked. It should be asked more. Great question. Great question.
I don't necessarily know if Jimmy Carter is able to do like full conversations at this point in his life.
Full conversations.
Well,
did you see him? There was there were bees forming a hive in his mouth when
well,
it was open.
I don't know if you know this, but I heard yesterday he might be doing some Sox games. By the way, in all sincerity, Greg, why are we worried about a guy who is not with it voting for president when the president is like him? Why are we catching the ants and missing the elephants?
I don't know.
Why did we talk about the 25th Amendment for three straight years, and we literally are living it right now?
I mean, the poor man.
Yeah.
Did they drag him out to the actual polling place?
Or I don't believe so.
It was a mail-in ballot?
It was, okay. Well, early voting started on Tuesday in Georgia, where he resides, so he voted yesterday.
I mean, did he scratch his vote into a stone like they used to do in the caveman days? But did he use the sealing wax at the end of it?
Like, hieroglyphics.
The man is 1,000 years old.
If you're gonna roll me out,
he's
what?
100.
100. Okay.
But 100,000.
Yeah. Is it your what do they call it at the end of your life when you have somebody like
the Greg Hill?
Like the legal term.
Oh, you're talking about
sundowning?
Proxy.
Your proxy. Yeah, your proxy. Is it your proxy that votes for you?
Yeah, whoever your guardian is.
Yeah.
But you really think, roll him out. Listen, he's 1,000 years old, like Greg said. He's being rolled around with his mouth wide open. Mm-hmm. Don't roll him out to a voting. Roll him out to a strip club or something that's entertaining for the poor guy. I mean, if I ever make it to that age, you know, God willing.
I appreciate the sentiment and the man served the country. And I just don't buy that he was like, get the Pony Express over here. I need to vote. Last thing I want to do. Like, I just don't buy it.
Could you imagine the last we see of Jimmy Carter is him rolling into Magic City?
Something. Roll him out to like a fireworks show or something that's going to like entertain him, you know? Like a bunch of fireworks going off in front of him.
That's what they did. They did the flyover.
They probably, I mean, honestly, we don't treat our elderly people the right way. They probably told him he was at a fireworks show, and he's probably like, Like, I mean, it's
what do we know about old men? They're horn dogs.
They live in the seaport.
No, they're horn dogs, right? Anytime you got, like, I used to go see my godfather who was in a old folks home in Revere, and he was like 95 years old. But he's a horn dog, you know? Every like nurse in there, he's talking about his days and, you know, what he could do. So these guys want to just their last leg. They want to be, you know, where there's some women or some lights.
I haven't been watching Twitch. Did Mitch put that picture up that we shared upon his?
He has not yet.
Of him, them rolling him to the.
Yeah.
That is so. I don't know who approved that. That was awful. Why would you share that video?
I want to see the picture. Oh, there was a video?
Of him being rolled out with his family.
Yeah.
Remember for the flyover?
Flyover. Yeah, I was going to say they rolled. How many flies did he get?
It doesn't look like somebody who has their wits about them when it comes to voting. That would be my concern.
No.
Okay. All right. We have more news.
Yes.
To come. And right now, Courtney, with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins get a good win on the road. Final score 5-3 over the Avalanche. Five different guys got the five goals. Hampus Lindholm adding an assist in this one as well to get to 2 points for Lindholm. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 22 saves in the win. We have a college football on our airwaves tonight. BC is in Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech. Kickoff is at 7:30.
What's the line on this baby, Sean?
So I don't know, Greg.
Seven and a half.
Is it seven and a half? Because you can't gamble on it in the States.
We can't wager on it here. But
oh, by the way, did you see the amount of money wagered in Massachusetts last month?
No.
Most in the country. It was like $700 million in 1 month.
In 1 month?
Yes.
Wow. Now they got my money. My bozo all parlays haven't been working out.
Wiggy, you got to stop with the parlays. Just get them straight, brother.
I can't do it because the parlay is so $50 to win $8,000.
Yeah.
It's like a, you know.
That's
like
how they get you, though.
It's like crack cocaine to me. I can't stop it.
You hit on that baby and it's real candles. That's what you're going for.
Hey, believe me, it's going to be more than real candles.
Might even get a real fireplace.
In the NFL, the Broncos take on the Saints in Thursday Night Football tonight at 8:15. And the Dodgers go up one in the NLCS last night, shutting out the Mets 8-0 in Game 3. They lead that series 2-1. Over to the ALCS, the Yankees are up 2-0 on the Guardians. Game 3 is tonight, first pitch at 5:08. And cozy up to irresistible new fall flavors at the 99 restaurant. Oh, God.
Damn, bro. That is bad.
Oh, people are losing their minds, too. They say, how can you talk about a 100-year-old person like that?
It's
very respectful of
He's probably been talked about worse than us.
Yeah, he probably loves it.
I'm very respectful of what Jimmy Carter did. And that looks like a guy who is sitting there waiting to vote for Kamala Harris. That's what that looks like to me.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad he got to do it.
Yeah.
That was the one thing he said. They said his family said that's what he was living
for. Yeah, that's what he was living
for. What was that?
To be able to cast his vote. The freshly baked homestyle chicken pot pie is packed with chicken and topped with buttery flaky crust. Or you can also get the short rib mac and cheese. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Go ahead, Wiggs.
No, I was going to say, roll me in here at 100. in the studio.
Yeah. And what are you going to do?
Just sit there and with my mouth open and be on Twitch. Like
the total was $678 million in 1 month of sports betting in Massachusetts. And we actually have audio of Wiggy being rolled in here.
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
I just went head over heels in my chair.
Joe just fell down.
39 degrees, partly cloudy afternoon, high 57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.